Good morning again. I have had so much joy and pleasure to read through the prayers of this book, Christ Beside Me, Christ Within Me by Beth A. Richardson. If you have not received a copy or wanted a copy or thought about getting a copy, let me know, because it's just brought so much, meaning and growth in my spiritual life. And so I just wanted to share that with you once again. So here we are. We are on week 4 of 7 in the Blessed to Me series. And so far we've talked about that God is with us through the day, celebrating God's presence in each moment, the holy moments and celebrating gifts of life, and the passages or thresholds. And we have our threshold over there to enter the sanctuary, those special moments that mark times in our lives. So today we'll explore how God is with us through the seasons, our journey through the whole year. So let's begin with a prayer poem by Beth A. Richardson, which is not in the book, but she has written on her blog, if you want to look her up, because right now she is journeying back to her family roots in Ireland and posting things along the way. And so she posted this beautiful picture and this prayer poem. So let's just be mindful of this. Loving God, we enter the gates of Clonmacnoise. Ahead of us are centuries of life in the Spirit. You have a choice, the leader says. Go in pilgrim or go in tourist mode. Either way is fine, but make your intention. I walk the stones of the pilgrim way. I touch the high cross that has stood there for 1,000 years. How many people have walked these steps? How many hearts have been touched, guided, inspired in this place? Let me journey with their spirits. Let me walk in faithfulness, in kindness, in love, in the pilgrim way. Amen. So we do have a choice every day. We can go about our journey as a pilgrim or as a tourist. We can truly take it in, or we can walk around simply observing as an outsider. So I just want to take a minute here and think about the seasons in nature. And I'm going to ask all of you this question. How or where do you see God in the season of summer? So where or how do you see God in the season of summer?
Everywhere.
Sunset, with the birds singing. In the animals, in the what? In the crops growing. Okay.
In the sun.
Where do you see God, or how do you see God in the autumn? The colors.
In the trees.
The birds. And how do you see God, or where do you feel God in the winter? In the snow. Somebody said it. Everyone else is laughing, but whoever said snow, good for you. The people. In the sunshine, yes. In the silence and in the indoors, yes, yes. Cozied in a sweater and a blanket. And where do you see God, or how do you see God? In the springtime. In the plants. In the rain, in the birds.
In the lake.
In the lake. In the wind. In the colors of the trees, the new budding flowers. Yes. Yes. God is all around us in the seasons. Our Muslim brothers and sisters fast during the month of Ramadan. And this fast is one of the 5 pillars of Islam. The month is spent by Muslims fasting during the daylight hours from dawn to sunset. The Islamic calendar is a lunar calendar, and months begin when the first crescent of a new moon is sighted. Since the Islamic lunar calendar year is 10 to 11 days shorter than the solar year, Ramadan migrates throughout nature's seasons. Muslims believe this is beneficial to experience the fast during different seasons. As Christians, we have a Christian calendar or a liturgical calendar. It looks like this, somewhat like this. And so we have the beginning of the Christian calendar is Advent. And Advent prepares us for Christmas. And then we have Epiphany and the season after Epiphany. We have the season of Lent, Holy Week and Easter, and the season after Easter. And then we have Pentecost and the season after Pentecost. The season after Pentecost is also called Ordinary Time. And that's what we're in right now. Now, I really liked this calendar, so I picked this image. The season of creation. Don't know what that is. This is a Lutheran liturgical calendar, so I'm going to be calling my Lutheran pastor friend and asking her what that is, because I'm very curious. So that is our liturgical season. So seasons seem to, in nature and in the liturgical seasons, remain the same, although we may experience them differently depending on what season or leg of our journey we are on. As a church, we have gone through many changes. And I'm hoping I got this right, Rosemary. This is on the internet, so I'm hoping it's right. This was the original church set here in this place. It was originally called the Dempster Mission. And it was eventually changed to University Avenue Methodist Episcopal Church. So we've gone through many changes in this setting because that building actually burned down and now we have what we have here. But not only that, our community around this building has changed and the people in this building have changed. We have friends that have come from First Pres and we have friends who have come from James Street United Methodist Church and we have friends who have come from many, many other churches to this place. And I grabbed a new picture from our website, which back when the Dempster Mission was there, they would have never even thought of a website. So things certainly have changed. So there are other kinds of seasons that we experience through life, like grief and depression and patience and reflection. And seasons of waking nights, seasons of love, seasons of caring for another. We have a season sometimes of resurrection or new birth, new life, or the season of service or even protest. All human life has its seasons and cycles, and no one's personal chaos can be permanent. Winter, after all, even in Syracuse, gives way to spring and summer. Though sometimes when branches stay dark and the earth cracks with ice, one thinks they will never come. That spring and that summer, but they do, always. And this is a quote by Truman Capote. How do we get through Capote? Did I say it wrong? Sorry, Capote. I have a twisted tongue today. It's not coming, and nothing's coming out right. So how were we able to get through these seasons? Whether they're seasons of joy or seasons of reflection or even sadness, how were we able to get through these seasons? It's interesting because this ancient book of books called the Bible, this scripture, somehow keeps reminding humanity over thousands of years that God is always with us. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. We can think that we are the only person or even the only generation to feel the way we feel, but then we find this affirmation in Scripture. reassuring us that God is with us, a constant in all of life's seasons, before and after us. The seasons do change. The seasons change us as well. We can be assured that God remains with us as we journey forward into new seasons of life. Seasons in my life, and with them comes change. But in all of them, I know that you, God, will stay the same. As we go through the seasons, journeying through each year, I ask you, will you go in pilgrim or tourist mode? And I'd like to end today with a Bless to Me prayer that I wrote for today, this moment, this time. Bless to me that we met each other on this journey. Bless to me the seasons we will face together as we go. I am grateful for this holy space, this holy moment, these your holy people, and this holy journey, whatever length of time or challenges or celebrations we will share along the way. Bless to me the patience, grace, and love that I and others have experienced in this place. May the road we pilgrim ahead be full of seasons of life. Christ beside us and within us. Amen.